Well, praise the Lord, brother. Once again, we're broadcasting live here from Birmingham, Alabama, and this is the 23rd day of September in the year of our Lord, 2021. And we welcome you to Discussing the Truth broadcast. I am your announcer, Antonio Green. Our host for this broadcast is Pastor James A. Dans, and our co-host, Minister Kelvin Pierce. We have Minister Milton Dudley on this panel with us as well. And it is our prayer that God the Father, through Jesus Christ, his Son, by the power of the Holy Spirit, would speak truth to your hearts. Pastor Dan.
Amen. Yeah, praise the Lord, guys.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Thank God for Jesus, man. We thank God for another opportunity Lord has given us to come and praise God just to talk and discuss his truth. And truth and praise God, it's still taking a beat today, brother. It's still under the challenges of the but I don't think God is really worried about that situation. Amen. God's gonna have the last say, and we just thank God for him calling us and giving us the opportunity to step out and to stand for truth in a time when so many people are afraid to speak the truth. Amen.
Amen.
Bill, how are you, brother?
Man, we bless.
Praise God, man. Come on, let's ask God bless the body of the broadcast today. Thank you, Lord.
Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you now for this day of time. And
yes, Lord.
Lord, we thank you for the members here of this broadcast. And Lord, we just thank you because it's led by your truth.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
Lord. And most of all, led by your Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Lord, for each and every listener out there, Lord, we just thank you for those that are tuned in. And Lord, just thank you for the wisdom and knowledge that you bless us with, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
To share abroad, Lord, each and everywhere, different households and businesses.
Yes,
Lord, we thank you right now. And we give you all the praise.
All the praise.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Praise God, brother. We want to just kind of, you know, kick around a little bit of the subject of fear versus faith, more or less, today. This is what we want to deal with. Fear versus faith. First John, I think around the third chapter, somewhere in that neighborhood, he tells us, he that feareth is not made perfect in love. That means Christ is love. You know, the church is the church because God so loved. Is that right?
That's right.
God so loved.
Whose church is it?
Say what now?
Whose church is it?
It's his church.
Okay.
It's the Lord's church. And he loved the church. And he gave his life, the Bible says.
Amen.
For his church, amen, his people. And if we have experienced that love, the love of Jesus Christ, then we shouldn't be fearful, really, as believers.
Amen.
Fear and faith are opposites.
Absolutely.
You can't be fearful.
Absolutely.
Is that right?
And not in be faithful.
Yeah. And faith. You got it, my brother?
Yes.
Read it to the audience there. Let's read it down.
1 John 4, 4 and 17.
Yes, okay.
Herein is our love made perfect.
Okay, perfect.
That we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love.
No fear in what?
But no fear
in love. And that's Christ's love you're talking about?
That's right.
Okay.
There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear.
Come on now, that is.
Because fear has torment.
Torment. Fear has torment.
Are we seeing some of that today?
Quite a bit. So that perfect love, that means the love that Christ has put in us, right?
That's right.
And when that love matures, is that what it says?
That's right.
Fear that love reaches a mature place in our hearts and lives, then that should cause fear to
cast out
fear.
Okay, so if there's fear lurking in the church among God's people, that means that there is a start of, they're not growing properly. They hadn't matured anyway.
Right, that's right.
They haven't been made perfect in love.
In love, okay. Should that be our goal to grow to that perfection in his love?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It also explains why we should resist fear, because
what
fear has torment.
Torment
comes with fear.
Yeah, the word torment, I think of hell.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
hell. Yeah. When the Bible talks about hell, it talks about torment at the same time. So fear by itself,
It brings torment. Torment. And look at what we're seeing today. Can we call some of this torment? People are afraid to hug their relative.
Yeah.
Afraid to leave home.
Okay.
Afraid to go get the things that they need in simple their daily life. Yeah, the simple thing. Mm-hmm. That has got to be some form of torment.
Amen. Well, what do we really know the extent of fear and the negative reaction it has upon our psyche, our physical bodies? Have we done research on that? Anybody research on fear and the effect of extreme fear, tormenting fear?
Well, we have an example of it in Jesus in Gethsemane.
Ooh, Gethsemane.
That's an example of it.
Huh? That may not be the real fear, but he was under duress, though.
Right, that's right.
And vexation of spirit.
And it called a physical reaction. Can you believe that? Yeah. But now, I looked that up. Go ahead.
Pastor, we know personally a lot of people who have testified that worry
about
stresses of life have directly affected their blood pressure.
Gastro blood pressure goes up. Your ability to digest your food probably.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Okay. So those are things that we know of personally with people that we know ourselves, that how it's affected their physical bodies.
Well, we keep saying fear, but the Bible described what fear was. It's torment. So any type of anxiety, anything like that.
Duress and stress.
Yeah. Torment, period, will cause some type of physical reaction in your body. Like he said, with blood pressure, we get ulcers, headaches, no sleep.
Yeah, well, maybe we can call them uncasted cares. You know, cares that are not casted on him.
Maybe in the short time that we come up with a drug to combat problem,
right.
Maybe they took all that into account.
That's true.
You're reaching, bro.
Look, that arm like Stretch Armstrong. You reaching way out.
Now, the world system may like that, what you say.
Right.
But in real life.
Straighten them out, bro.
Okay. You don't feel like we be talking about, like Kim said, it's torment.
Yeah.
Right. And I mentioned this before in the service about this situation that happened to this lady. In Atlanta.
Okay.
It was a forest fire.
Mm-hmm.
She was like 6-8 miles from the forest
fire.
Okay. Yeah,
but she was so terrified.
Yeah, so terrified.
So tormented.
Yeah.
Right. She had a heart attack and died.
Right.
The fire wasn't near her.
Right.
Just the thought of it.
What could happen.
Yeah.
What could happen.
Yeah.
Gave her a heart attack and she died.
That's good.
Well, my cousin, I had a young cousin, and when he got real scared, he would just lose his bladder all the time.
Man. Couldn't hold it, huh?
Today, I guess that would be COVID, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Like everything else,
it would be fear.
Why not? Everything else,
And but we want to, what we want to deal with today is fear versus faith and faith versus fear, because we're not in the position to tell anybody what they ought not to do.
Amen.
Because we believe in being led by the Spirit of the Lord.
Right. Yeah.
Amen. That's right. We cannot give a blanket statement.
That's right. That's right.
You need to, as individuals, if you're a believer, we have a relationship with the Lord, right?
That's right.
And we have to go to the Lord and seek His advice on what to do in every situation. In all thy ways, the Bible
says.
Acknowledge Him. But now, we do say that God has not given up that spirit of fear that we see today that associated with this COVID situation.
That's right.
Many people are fearful today. Yeah. Many church people are terrified today. So much so, as we said, that families are being separated.
Mm-hmm.
Families are being broken up.
Pastor, I think we got to get a disclaimer.
Okay.
I think it's more so even it's the COVID, like you said, I like the way you put it, COVID situation. Because that links in all the misinformation around it, all the true information around it.
Okay.
So it's a situation. It's more or less everybody's opinion on what this thing is and what it's doing, you know. And we know, we see it right there. It is affecting each and every one of us daily. But is it all that everybody says it is?
Okay, that's the question.
A lot of people worry, and I'm mighty afraid for no cause in a lot of situations.
Well, when you can strike fear in the multitude of the population, the most of the population, then that caused them to become like beholden or looking to somebody to fix it. Like,
for an answer.
You know, yeah. And that's what the Bible said the Antichrist is going to do when he comes, right?
That's right.
The world will be in such a situation,
yeah,
that people are going to look to one person
for an answer.
Okay, right?
Can we call him a savior?
yeah,
that's what they'll be looking for.
Yeah. Right. So now that atmosphere, we can see the atmosphere today where most people today are depending on not God to bring us through this situation, but something other than God, whether it's vaccine or whether it's
government
or whatever. You know,
science.
And all
science.
The science.
That's right.
Science.
That's right, bro. That's right. Or all this will come in the line if we just fix this global warming problem.
Right, yeah. Right. Well, when we depend on, especially church people, especially people that say they love the Lord, they're part of God's family.
Okay.
God said he's a jealous God, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Amen. Jealousy can be raised too,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
God said he's jealous. And he has every right to, seeing what he has gone through. What he has done to purchase our souls out of the hell. Huh?
I agree.
He has the right to be jealous.
The only one who does.
When we go and we began to trust anything in everybody but him.
Amen.
Huh? The Bible calls it spiritual harlotry, Pastor.
Harlotry. You adulterous and adulteresses.
Generation.
He ain't talking about the physical adultery.
No.
It's spiritual. You trust in other things.
Amen.
Then you are trusting God.
That's right.
We got some articles here. I got a couple articles. We got a lot of them. But I want old Golden Boy over there. Hey, bro.
Hey.
You feel like reading a little bit?
I swing low sometimes. I like to get ahead of y'all.
He's James Bond of the Christian community. Golden Boy. Kevin, let's see. Which one you got? Skepticism? Okay, let's look at this. A short one here, because we're gonna cut into this other one here. That's from the National Institute of Health director here. That's him right here with the mask on.
That's a good one too.
That's a good one. But this is a short one here, so I want you to cut into this short one first. Okay.
All right.
This is COVID's. Go ahead. You read it now.
Yeah, this is a
read it loud
one.
Now.
It sets the foreground.
It does for the other one here. Yeah, right. That's right.
Evangelicals, vaccine skepticism isn't coming from the pulpit.
Okay.
Conservative pastors and leaders are encouraging the shot while the people in the pews have been more divided.
Okay.
The president of the Southern Baptist Convention posted a photo on Facebook last week of him getting the COVID-19 vaccine. It drew more than 1,100 comments.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Many of them voicing admiration for J.D. Greer, and many others assailing him. I've already shown you that the vaccines are becoming more questionable by the minute.
True.
But a lot of pastors and priests are still pushing the shots from the pulpit.
That's true. Not what the pulpit is for.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. This is increasing fear, not addressing it.
That's right.
A lot of your members don't want the shot.
Mm-hmm.
Don't trust the ungodly people.
Don't trust
the ungodly people pushing it.
That's right. That's right.
Can't even get most of their basic questions answered by any.
That's the problem.
That's the problem. Right.
They are coming to the church for spiritual comfort and leadership,
and they get fear,
and they aren't getting.
Okay. All right.
You want a recipe for making the church
irrelevant?
This is it on steroids. Pastors, I love you. You are my brothers. But if I hear one more sermon about the five takeaways from the book of Joshua while a spirit of fear is crushing the church, I think I might lose my mind.
I'm dealing with the situation.
The pastor is talking about how wandering in the desert compares to my marriage relationship. And I'm looking around the church and seeing people who are terrified. They are going to lose their jobs because they won't take the vaccine.
That's
parents who are
true.
Frantic because they promised their kids that there would be no more masks this year now must break those solemn promises.
Mm-hmm.
People with chronic health problems who are terrified the hospitals will stop treating them just because they won't get the jab.
That's a legitimate fear,
yeah,
too, people.
Yeah, it is. Others who are scared because they did get the jab, but are now hearing that they have to take boosters
all the time.
Yeah, but are now hearing that they have to take boosters all the time, or they can still catch COVID or die.
And die.
Which they were promised would not happen.
Oh, yes. A lot of promises.
And meanwhile, just what our pastors telling all those people seeking spiritual counseling and comfort in your church about all those spiritual and practical fears?
What did they tell them?
Nothing. That's what. Why not?
Why not? That's a good question.
Why not? I'm not sure. But I think it's because they're scared to. Scared to take a position. Scared to speak out. The spirit of fear is crushing them.
That's right.
Why?
The church is asleep.
Wake up.
Last summer, I widely offered to represent any church in my country for free, county for free.
Okay.
To get the churches reopened and nobody called.
Now, that's an indictment on the man of God right there. Listen what that man said. He said, last summer I wired that offer.
Yeah.
This is a lawyer talking,
right? Yes,
to represent any church in his county.
That's right.
For free.
Yeah.
For nothing.
Yeah.
To get the churches reopened so people can come back together.
Okay.
People can comfort one another. Mm-hmm.
But, Tony, if you got the pastor scared, and fearful.
Yeah.
Then the congregation gonna be the same.
Say that all the time, So goes the head, so goes the body, yeah. Right?
Well, Paul in Hebrews, he said, we're not to forsake the assembling ourselves together unless it's COVID.
No.
I'm not reading that right.
No, that ain't what he said. No, you adding to that.
Oh, my man, who that?
No, he ain't saying that.
He didn't say that?
No.
That ain't how that read. Pastor.
So now, his order to make sure we continue fellowship didn't have any clauses in
none
there.
None whatsoever. But they started off, the church started off in houses and in places of underground and those type of things.
Right. So now, to really close the church down is what most of them have done, and even today, you know. That would be a directly against the word of God.
That's right.
Directly.
Directly
against the word of God. So the church is supposed to be the healing house.
That's right.
Where we come.
For comfort.
The power of God is centered, and the power of God is there.
Right there.
To get the oil out and throw the oil and start spreading oil.
That's right. That's what it's for.
Spreading the prayer of faith, right?
That's it.
Amen. Go ahead, Kevin.
When I read this about the pastors are still pushing the shots from the pulpit.
Right.
I think of civil rights back in the day on how they got involved
with social issues.
And I still compare this to that. A pastor shouldn't be pushing the shot from the pulpit. It's really a social issue.
It is.
And to be encouraged.
I don't even see it as that, bro. It's a private issue for each individual.
Really, it is.
Yeah, it is.
Whether to or not to.
Yeah, it's private, but it affects society. In natural senses, and a pastor really shouldn't be encouraging you either way.
Unless he's got a clear directive from the Word of God.
Unless he has an agenda. See, and that's why when he asked the question, he said when he made the statement that they're scared to speak out.
Okay,
they're scared to take a
position. Why? We have to ask that. Why?
Because the churches have gotten themselves so tied up in government.
Yeah.
In Caesar's business.
Right.
Caesar has tied himself up in the church's business.
So Caesar can put pressure on our churches because we have joined the 501(c)(3).
Wrongly so, in my opinion, I would say, Pastor.
I bet you those same churches you can get a shot of.
Yeah, it's playing around here now.
Yeah.
Southern Baptist Church.
Yes,
I'm pretty sure. But the fear is what he seemed to be saying is the reason for the problem we're having. The plague of fear. Is that what he seemed to say?
Absolutely. What you see, Tony?
No,
I was saying me had a paragraph left.
Yeah, read that last paragraph there.
Take a look at the web pages of mainstream Christian magazines.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing helpful about dealing with COVID-19 and the spirit of fear.
Mm-hmm.
Not one thing.
Not one thing.
Wow. Hey,
Well, that would, when you start dealing with the fear thing, then you're going to have to address the Bible too.
That's that's the only place we can address it.
They don't want to go there. They don't want to enter into that situation there, you know.
Now, when we're talking about preachers, we got to remember that.
Preachers.
And what they're calling is.
If anything, what a preacher should be saying in the pulpit.
What he should be telling
his congregation to pray about.
Okay, all right.
You know, seek the Lord for that.
Let the Lord direct you. We're as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God.
That faith thing, because we got to also remember, we're talking about believers here now, who say they love, they believe in this great God we're talking about. If you can believe that he's the healer, that he's the keeper, he's the sustainer, and he can do all things, if we believe in that, we got to see where our faith lies with even putting this situation. He said, cast your cares upon me. If you have a care about this thing, then cast it upon him. Is he strong enough to do anything but neutralize this COVID situation?
Okay, and let's consider the fact also, brother, that the church is directed by the Holy Spirit. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Is the Holy Spirit just as much a person as me and you?
That's right. He is.
Well, how does he feel about if he's gone already? How he feels about to be ignored like that? How do the Holy Spirit feel? Now, you totally just put him out of a body.
You just said a minute ago, Pastor, you adulterer and adulteresses.
Yeah, right. That's spiritual. And when you turn away from God, he give us a resident helper.
Amen.
Is it a resident helper?
Amen.
He shall live in you. He shall be with you. He shall lead you. He shall guide you.
That's the goodness.
That's right.
You ain't got to wait on him.
He's already there.
Amen.
Well, if we're going to be the church, why don't we be the church? Why don't we go by the word of God instead of by what government says?
And what everybody else say.
And I want to make it plain. We ain't downing you if you feel led to take a shot.
That's right. That's your right.
That's right. But now, don't you go preaching to the choir and tell the choir they got to take the shot.
Right.
That would be out of bounds.
Or bringing strife, derision into the church because somebody else chose not to.
It's not about the shot. It's about relying on God.
Dang on, bro.
It's about the suffering of the shot that's caused so much torment that we've left God on who he is and what he can do and what he can protect and what he can provide. The fear of that has taken all that away from believers, and now we're relying on the government.
Let me ask you, brother, something. A simple question.
Good. Okay, go ahead.
Can the shot cure you?
They can't because certain celebrities like Chris Rock, he's taken the shot, and he got COVID today.
It don't matter how the efficiency of the shot is. If it's not God's will that you be healed, then you're not going to be healed.
They done already said, Tony, that the shot won't heal.
That's after they told you it would, though.
Won't prevent anything.
99%.
That's after they told you it would.
I told the pest man one time there, I said, man, these bug worse than ever before. He said, I told you I just going to control them.
I didn't tell you I'm going to eradicate them.
That's good.
He said, look at my tongue. That's a control.
That made me think about control. It was a book you had read or something you had mentioned years ago. And you was talking about this doctor, you know, that not really healed people.
Yeah.
But he treated them.
And
it was another doctor, a young doctor, came behind him.
Yeah.
And he was healing folks.
Yeah.
Or treat them, you know, be healed.
Yeah.
Right. And the older doctor told him, said, man, you ain't supposed to do that.
You're gonna be out of business, man.
You eradicated the disease.
Yeah, so you know woman with them, what they call that?
With Steve O.
Yeah. She gonna feel good.
Like, yeah,
they call you gay. Okay, y'all, Kevin, we got another article from the National
Institute
of Health here. Mm-hmm. This is the director, and the heading says, what, tell churches to do the altruistic
loving thing and stay closed.
Telling the church to stay closed.
What's the meaning of altruistic, bro?
Unselfish. The unselfish denying yourself for others. That's what altruistic is.
Looking out for others.
Unselfishly concerned for or devoted to the welfare of others.
That's altruistic.
Take the shot, Tony.
For others. If not for you, for grandmama.
That's what they say. But the same National Institute of Health has said for years that alcohol was not good for you, nor tobacco. They ain't closed them down, have they?
No. Not even COVID didn't even close them down.
That's the same department.
Okay.
They
okay.
were essential.
Okay. So that's thinking. What in your brother's head?
Fork it.
Kevin, read it. This is an article that came out. It came out in 2020, but it's real good, though. It's still relevant to where we at right now. Read, Kevin. Take your time now, and we're going to try to get some of this before we close out today.
Why is the church scared of these ungodly,
ungodly
men? Why? That's not what our Savior said we should be.
Oh boy.
Now that is some entertaining YouTube right there.
It's just a little thing they're showing on top.
Yeah, there's a top there.
But here's the first question.
Where are what?
Where are the men?
What kind of men is he talking about, Doug Kevin? What kind of men?
Men of the church.
Godly men.
Godly men. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. They're nowhere to be seen. Why?
Wow.
Because they're afraid. If they stand up and stand out, they'll get canceled, fired, or shamed.
Which God said to do, stand up and stand out in this word.
Well, Kevin, stop right there for a minute. Did Jesus go through all that?
Yes, he did.
Huh? Oh, did it stop him from ministry?
No, not at all.
Okay, well, go ahead, read it.
Not at all.
Okay, here's my next question.
Okay.
Where are these moms?
Moms,
brothers and sisters from the church.
Okay.
Why aren't there brothers and sisters down there at the school board supporting these moms?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I guess we don't support each other anymore. My bad.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow.
My last and most important question is, where are the pastors?
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Pastors, why aren't you down there at the school board supporting your moms?
Amen.
I thought the kids were the future of the church and all that.
Okay.
Or is that just a marketing slogan?
Wow. Wow.
You want the kids to come to church.
But
you won't go down to the school board and fight for them.
Or anywhere else, bro. When our young children are trying to stand for the word of God and on the word of God, and this is what I learned at church or from the Bible, why aren't we bagging them up?
It's good.
Why aren't we standing behind them and saying, yes, that is what the Bible says?
So did you send me an article? Somebody sent me an article. Labrina, somebody sent me an article about this fifth grade teacher. She's a lesbian, a homo, and she's teaching the fifth grade class to accept this type of behavior and encouraging them, and even to the point of how their sexual practice is carried out. And that's fifth grade. There's no complaints though.
Yeah.
Where are the godly folk? Where are the godly folk
there?
When this is being taught our kids, you send them off to school every day.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been taught this kind of rhetoric. Why are these Christian people?
Once the fox get in the hen house, Pastor.
Huh?
Anything goes. Once the fox get in, and they're teaching this all over our country. In the public school system.
And I know we'll be ridiculed and we're going to be, scorned and talked about if we stand up. But should that matter to us, though?
What the brother just read up there, he said they're nowhere to be seen. Right. They said why? Because they're afraid. He gave the answer.
Right.
He said if they stand up and stand out, they'll be canceled, fired, or shamed.
Yeah.
From the world's platform, though. No.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's the only place they can do that. They can't touch the godly things.
Then the Lord said, "Count the cost."
Yeah, absolutely, bro.
Okay,
absolutely.
Before you testify to your Christianity,
we gotta ask ourselves: have we really done that?
Okay.
Have we really done that?
We need to look at ourselves. If we're really true believers,
that's right.
Okay, my brother, read.
Does that seem fair to you? How about Christian race theory, Pastor?
Critical race theory, Pastor. Yes. Mm-hmm.
They are teaching kids that the church is racist.
True.
White man religion.
Do you have any problem with that? Do you think it is good?
Mm-hmm. Just virtuous?
No, virtuous? No. Do you think things are going to work out well for the church if that goes on for very long?
Not at all.
Are you waiting for the women to fix it for you? Pastor, I love you, but you have lost your way. Your flock is wandering in the forest.
They don't know what to do.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that was some tough love. What does finding your way look like?
Okay, first.
First, the churches must.
Must.
The churches must start dealing with COVID.
Because that's the worldwide issue.
That's right.
We can't sit around and act like it ain't going on.
We cannot turn our head to this
issue. Right.
We got to deal with this issue. That's good.
Okay, go ahead.
John and the well bill ain't going to do it right.
That's right. About being an ostrich and put your head down in the sand. Go ahead, my brother.
We have to start fighting the spirit of fear. The spirit of fear.
It's a spiritual battle.
It has to be vanquished from the church before it can be defeated in the world. You must start at home.
At home first, right?
Just like that's good. The sermon was the other day.
That's
a lot of believers that are fearful.
Yeah,
it's a lot of believers that are in torment.
Yeah,
and that's a problem.
See, and think about it too. Now, when the Lord brought His people out,
okay,
He brought them out with a mixed multitude.
That's right.
Oh yeah,
and you had some murmuring and some disagreeing.
They called the riot down.
They wasn't on the same accord.
No, right.
You got that in the churches today.
Right.
You got people that are pushing the vaccine.
Yeah.
Members.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, yeah. Like you said, somebody mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
I done got the shot. Yeah. Ain't nothing happened to me.
I don't know why you ain't got it.
Don't come down to my house. You ain't got the shot.
So what you saying, bro, is this ain't that new, right?
It ain't nothing new.
Now, y'all remember. Who?
It's nothing new, but the line was drawn between those.
Let me see if we can be encouraged. Y'all remember, I was reading this the other day when the Israelites rose up against Moses and Aaron. When they rose up against them and went to murmuring in the wilderness, you know, they said they named Dathan and Abihu. When they first came up, On was in that group, but somewhere he woke up between the times. Because the next morning when Moses said we're gonna see who, you didn't hear nothing else about him after that. You didn't hear that. That's our prayer today that somebody would hear this and wake up.
That's why the Bible said grieve not the Holy Spirit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think the Holy Spirit agreed today?
Absolutely.
Go ahead, read, my brother.
You have to start immediately talking about these issues and pointing out the ungodliness and the fearful spirits and encouraging people and bringing your people together.
Yeah.
Oh boy, that's good. Matthew 10:26-42.
Let's read it. What it says about fear? Have no fear.
Mm-hmm. Fear them not. Therefore,
okay.
For there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed.
That's good. And hid that shall not be known.
That's right.
In other words, there's no anxiety about you having, because everything's covered.
That's right. We got a policy to cover all of
that. Amen.
What I tell you in darkness,
yes, sir.
That speak in light.
Speaking in light.
Mm-hmm. And what ye hear in the ear, that preach ye upon the housetops. And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul.
That's right.
But rather fear him which is able to destroy both the soul and body in hell.
And put you in hell.
Good Lord Almighty. Yes, sir.
Are not two sparrows sold for a farthing?
Mm-hmm.
And one of them shall not fall on the ground without your Father.
He know it, huh?
But the very hairs of your head are all numbered.
Fear ye not, therefore.
Ye are of more value than many sparrows. Whosoever, therefore, shall confess me before men,
that is him, will I confess also
before my Father which is in heaven.
Stand up for God.
But whosoever,
listen, brothers, listen at this part.
But whosoever shall deny me before men,
thank you, Lord.
Him. will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven.
So everybody who's standing with that, your truth, my truth, his truth, her truth.
Is that denying?
That's denying.
That's denying the truth.
That's denying. That's absolutely right. Because there's only one truth. You said that too many times.
And for a group of people to split the church and to say, well, we signed over here, we signed over there, you have denied the Holy Spirit's role in our lives. Amen. To lead and guide. Amen. Us according to the dictates of the Spirit. Amen.
You grieved them, right?
You grieved them. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Go ahead, bro.
Think not that I am come to send peace on earth.
Oh, boy.
I came not to send peace, but a sword. For I am come to set a man at variance against his father.
You just got that guy good. You just kept reading.
You kept on reading. Go ahead.
You just kept reading.
That's
you
good.
Stopped at 33.
But we see the division, though, don't we?
That's it. That's absolutely right.
We see the division today. Yeah.
And then that's the words of God. That's the words of God.
Right.
Because, see, now that made me think about, like I said, my mom.
Okay.
And my brother, brother David.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He went ahead and got the second shot.
Got the jab.
Mm-hmm. Because sister done told him if he didn't get the second shot,
don't come to mama house.
Don't come to mama
house. Yeah.
But that ain't said nothing to me. I ain't had nail shot.
No, you still.
She ain't gonna say that to me.
No, she ain't gonna tell you.
She ain't gonna tell me that.
Yeah. She know that you stand for God and you stand for God.
Period. What does that do for the parishioners who are trying so hard to stand on their faith in God?
Yeah, trying to keep the faith.
And you put other things in the way, other roadblocks. If you don't, you can't.
Well, that's right.
If you don't, I will.
Well, listen. The government by itself in society is putting enough blockades up.
Amen.
Look like we'd have some relief in the church.
Right.
Oh, sure.
We got admitted blockades in the church trying to do something.
Maybe more.
That's the world going into the church, the church.
Amen.
That's not God's will. Go ahead, read, my brother.
Fear not those who can kill the body. Fear him who can destroy both soul and body in hell.
Come on,
pastors, wake up.
Stop fearing
and kowtowing to these petty dictators. You might be thinking, but what should I be doing? I'm glad you asked.
Tell me what we ought to be doing now.
What should pastors with guts?
That's the qualifier.
Be doing.
Pastors what?
With guts.
We should be all of them, but we know it's not.
We need our pastors and priests to get some guts. There might not be a lot of time left.
Okay.
It feels like we're in the last 5 minutes of the fourth quarter, and we just realized that we're playing football.
and that's true, though. Think about it.
Just realize
it's been going on, and we've been going along with the program for so long.
Right. Yeah.
Just coming, singing, hugging, tithing, and going home. We've been going through the motions for so long. When one little ish been talking, and then in the midst of that, been talking about how great our God is.
Oh, yeah. Right.
What all our God can do.
Yeah.
And one little issue, like a that's what they call it. They named it all this stuff.
Scam-demic.
Plandemic, whatever you want to call it. One little deal comes in.
The whole church panic. Yeah. The whole church panic. Paralyzed. All of it really paralyzed.
Yeah. Right.
Go ahead, my brother.
Have you seen all these great YouTube videos of moms down at the school board?
Oh, yeah, we've seen a bunch of
them. Tearing those officials a new one. You have to start leading.
Daddy. Come on, church people. Church
leaders. I know. But, Jeff, you asked, how do I know what to say?
Oh, boy.
There's so much misinformation out there.
That's true.
How do I know what is right and what is wrong? Mm. Pastor, I don't know what to tell you. If only there was some kind of omniscient source of wisdom somewhere that we could tap into.
What a book at, y'all.
There it is right there. That's that omniscient source. Right there.
Read, man.
People still looking for it.
Helpful, right?
Yeah.
Let's look around and see if we can come up with something.
Oh, yeah, we got it.
The church must immediately become relevant.
Relevant.
The only thing people are thinking about right now is COVID.
That's true. It's all over the world.
All the problems I've already named, plus unimaginable fears about what's coming next.
That's it.
And that's all you should be talking about, too.
That's right.
All the time, every day, until this thing is over. They need to be told not to fear. And they need to be told not to fear.
Not necessarily not to take the shot, but not to fear.
How not to fear?
You need to be told how
not to fear.
How not to fear. Okay.
That's such a simple answer. And that's why a lot of people won't accept it. Yeah. They figure that's just too simple. When you tell them, trust God. Put your trust in the Lord. They figure that's too simple. Nah, it got to be more than that. Right.
Yeah, that's too simple. That's like, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved.
That's right. Yeah, that's too simple.
Go ahead, Doctor.
But Jeff, you say I only have them for a few hours on Sunday.
Okay,
true. Then the world gets them the rest of the time. So I feel like it's hopeless. There's nothing I can do.
Yeah.
Pastor, please. That's the spirit of fear talking.
Right.
You still aren't getting the idea, are you?
Mm-hmm.
If you'll go down to the school board and deliver a fiery sermon, someone will record it and you'll be on YouTube and get 1 million views.
It'd be easy just
to you have to get out of the church.
Mm-hmm.
Go to where the people are. You've never had a better opportunity. Not ever.
People, listen. Mm-hmm. When they say get out of church, I don't totally agree that that's even the answer. Because if you teach in truth and the word of God, in the church, every time you dismiss, you're getting out of the church. I mean, because you're teaching people how to stand on God's truth, on God's word, and that's what builds your faith.
Right.
In God.
That's true.
If you making disciples when you're in church for only that hour a week, you know, then we know that's just the time we assemble.
That's right.
It's not about the pastor having them. It's about the Lord having them 24/7.
That's right. Home, like Kevin said, it started at home.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Yeah, my response to that is he's just making one situation about the pastor going to the school board.
But
we all have problems at home of someone who's tormented by this.
Right.
Yeah. If the one individual at Great Commission was to encourage them with the word of God, then that's doing the same
thing. That's right.
Because we all got one family member that.
At least one.
Full of co-workers looking at you crazy because we can't even bring it up at the post office.
Is that right?
Man, you will get wrote up. Yes, you will. Talking about it.
Yeah.
It causes so much stir on the workroom floor. They say don't.
Okay, don't even go there.
Yeah. You say that all the time, though. Think about it. What has happened to debate in this country?
Yeah.
That used to be the thing. Everywhere we were able to go to the marketplace and talk about.
Man, debate was so big that even when we were smoking them no-name cigarettes,
we wanted
to debate about everything.
So you wanted to signify it.
Yeah. We were full of talk.
Yeah. You like Tony then, you knew everything.
We were like the Greek poets when Paul had to deal with it. We get on the block and we want to talk trash, you know.
That's right.
Go ahead, Dr. Reed.
Now, in this writing, this man is confronting pastors, but we can do this individually.
Okay.
So when he say pastors, you can just really say believers.
Believers. Okay, that's right. We can suck two down.
Get out of the safe, comfy church.
Oh, boy.
Get into the world. Do it now.
Mm-hmm.
You have to start publicly pushing back against government overreach.
Not against government.
Overreach.
Yeah. Good, bro.
Ungodly men.
Mm-hmm.
Evil and attacks on people's freedom.
Mm.
Why? If you can't think of a godly reason.
Listen, people.
If you can't think of a godly reason, how about self-preservation?
Mm.
Once the other freedoms are lost, do you think will happen to religious freedom?
There you go.
And we have to remember that. This once again, it's not about the shot. It's about choice.
Your freedoms.
I'm choosing not to take the vaccine. And because of that, I'm getting all this pushback. Why?
Yeah.
It's my choice. It's my freedom.
And this another thing I thought about this the other week when they was talking about a mandate. If you don't get the shot, they want you to go get tested every week. Now, on the job I left, if you had a fever, you didn't come to work.
Okay.
Yeah. So what am I going to go get tested every week when I'm feeling fine?
See, that's the thing.
They want to
make you so uncomfortable. So you just being in like, oh man, I'm going to take the shot.
And that's crazy.
Yeah.
A person is healthy.
Yeah.
Don't have no fever or nothing, but you want to make them go get
that's promoting fear.
I've also heard that if you were to contract COVID after being offered to take the vaccine, that they can deny you medical debt.
That's what's coming.
Have you heard that?
Yeah, I've heard it. I've heard it in certain places, but that's what's coming.
I take a blood pressure pill. I choose not to take the blood pressure pill. I have a heart attack. They find out I'm on the blood pressure pill. He should have took his pill. Just let him sit on that. Yeah.
Now, it was his doctor, Tasha.
That's what they talked about.
Tasha texted this, I think, the other week.
Yeah.
It was a doctor made the statement that if people came to wherever he was at and they hadn't been vaccinated, he felt like he didn't have to treat.
That's right. It's good for you.
This was a doctor saying this.
Well, that's what's going on. That's
the field. That's
the field. Well, you heard him say from the start of this thing that people who didn't get it or didn't accept it should just go and die. You know, they've been talking it like that, and that is crazy. But this is what we're talking about, where it said once the other freedoms are lost, what do you think will happen to your religious freedom? See, my right to proclaim what thus says the Lord is bigger than anything else in the world because God commanded me to do it. Nobody else. See, and the people who are not planning on doing that, whether COVID was here or not, this don't bother them.
Right.
But we got to have the right to say what God says. And that's one of the freedoms. Our Constitution calls it our inalienable right. In other words, man didn't give it to us.
Well, I tell you one thing God is doing. Like I said, we see a clear separation, a clear indication of who really is on the Lord's side.
Amen.
Very clear indication. You know, I mean, you've been saved 20 years, you say. You've been saved 30 years. You've been in church all your life. Now you come to this point here and you want to commit Harry Carey all of a sudden.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you just feel for all them years you're supposed to have a testimony, they gone.
Yeah.
You know, in 1 minute,
it's gone.
You showed that you had nothing.
I'm your pastor.
Yeah.
And it's going to be something after this. It was abortion. Mm-hmm. It was gay rights.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's COVID.
Now it's COVID.
And it's exposing how strong and who's who in the church.
That's right.
It's going to be something else.
That's right.
It's going to be something else.
Right.
Just like most people accepted gay marriage, just like most people have accepted abortion, most people or whoever is going to accept COVID. It's going to thin that remnant more and more. It's going to be something.
In other words, you're saying this God's doing it.
Yes.
And God is not. We're soldiers in the army of the Lord, right?
That's right.
Are we soldiers? Are we called to be soldiers?
Amen.
Fighting the system.
That's right.
Love not the world.
The wicked.
Love not the world.
The world.
That's right. That's what we're fighting. Not human beings.
No.
We're fighting the system here.
That's right.
What we cannot see.
That's
is that right?
Yeah.
Now
principalities
and power. At this point, look here. I'm a soldier. Say God don't want to shield. God do not shield me from this COVID. Okay. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Say he don't let me recover from this COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? I'm saying what I'm saying.
It was him, not the shot, that did.
Come on,
right? Man. That's what I'm saying.
But welcome home, my good and faithful servant.
I'm going home.
Welcome home, my good and faithful servant.
I'm going home. The Hebrew bar said, "If he don't do it,
that's what he said."
But I don't care. Oh God, praise God. Amen.
They had the attitude.
Yes, the attitude. Good attitude.
Well, that's good you mentioned them, because a lot of believers don't have that attitude.
No. Oh, no.
I want God to protect me from COVID. But if he don't, he's still God.
Yeah.
But now believers are saying, I want God to protect me from COVID. But if he don't, I should have took the vaccine.
Come on, bro. That ain't it.
That's what they saying.
Well, this last question this young man asked in this article, man. What do you think will happen to your religious freedom?
Okay.
Now you got to ask yourself, what does my religious freedom mean to me? What do my religious freedom mean to me?
They already showing that they
want. Okay, showing what, brother?
I'm telling Kevin where he was at.
Oh, yeah. Okay. They already what now?
They already showing they are willing.
Go ahead.
They've already shown that they are willing to shut your church and
leave the bars.
The bars?
Marijuana dispensaries.
Oh, got to have reefer house?
And strip clubs.
The book naked.
Oh, yeah. Got that.
Fight it now before it gets any stronger.
Right. And it will get stronger.
It is.
It will.
Right. The more we let it go, the
more we keep quiet.
And Pastor, what exactly are you waiting for? An invitation? A sign? This is your sign.
All right.
This is the message you've been waiting for.
Stop waiting.
Now stop waiting. Start acting. God has given you pastors the greatest shield and talent that he's ever given any ordinary class.
Come on, man. And as you said, now you're not just pastors, right?
Right.
Believe it. But what about to whom much is given?
Oh, boy, there he is. Big level. 2 Timothy 1:7?
Yeah.
Huh?
For God has not given me a spirit of fear.
Is that right?
But of power.
Power?
And of love. And of a sound mind. A sound mind.
Wow.
That's 2 Timothy.
That's scripture. That's God. God breathed right there, y'all.
Yeah. Kevin, you're an ex-Marine.
Yes, sir. Always a Marine.
I'm going to put on the big boy
pants. He put an X in front of
him. Kevin,
yes.
You in the foxhole with your Marine brother.
That's right.
Your Marine brother got shot.
They
did. Your Marine brother got shot. Now, what you going to do, man? You going to leave your brother there. You ain't going to try to comfort your brother. Ain't the motto is don't leave none behind?
Don't leave none behind.
No, don't even leave the body. We want the body.
Rifle nothing. Man.
Leave nothing. If you can get him out of there, you want to get him out of there.
Amen.
Huh? But now, I just made an announcement. I got COVID in the church.
We go separate.
You ain't even coming in.
Shake my hand, bro.
It might be because if I shake your hand, then I got to take this contact tracing button everywhere with me.
But my point is here. As soldiers, God may allow some of us to come down with this thing.
That's right.
Okay, we're soldiers. Now, are you going to desert your brother?
Nah.
Huh? God's still with it.
That's right.
And God wanted him to stand strong even with it and continue to testify.
That's right.
Huh? Until the healing comes, unless God called him home.
Amen.
Whichever way.
Good, yeah.
Whichever way.
I mean, we ain't no bad weather Christians, are we? We don't testify unless everything. Cause I know a lot of churches, they got to have the red light, the blue light flashing and all that.
The smoke.
To bring that strange fire in there.
Right.
That ain't the Holy Ghost.
No.
That's fabricated fire. It is, man.
That's the kind that go out. We saw what happened on them boys that brought that strange fire.
Yes, sir. Oh, God, jealous. He's a jealous guy. Okay, recap. Let's go ahead.
You are protected.
You are
protected by the First Amendment of the Constitution
better than any
other citizen.
Yeah.
There are more 9-0
to 0
Supreme Court decisions in favor of religious liberty than any other issue.
They usually go yes on that.
They will come for you last. Mm. You can say just about anything with impunity. They can't officially touch you.
Officially now.
They might send thugs to threaten you, intimidate you.
Oh yeah,
but if many of you are activated, they won't bother.
Mm-hmm.
And if you organize your church, that mm-hmm. means to organize, you got to teach them,
mm-hmm.
disciple them. You can resist the thugs anyway.
That
strategy only works to silence the one or two local pastors.
Vocal pastors who pop up here and there. Yeah.
If there is a large group, there's no point to it.
Oh, yeah. That's power in numbers for sure. Yeah.
So, Pastor, what are you doing with this awesome First Amendment talent that God has bestowed on you for a time such as this?
Who bestowed on?
God.
First Amendment, God. Okay.
I'll tell you what you've done with it. You've sealed it in a mason jar and hidden the mason jar in a bushel basket and buried the bushel basket. Under the olive grove.
What?
In a can.
No, you ain't using it at all.
You can't the fruit or something.
You ain't using it at all.
Oh, boy.
No good and faithful servant.
Now,
good and faithful servant. What will you tell your creator on that glorious
day? Just a good question.
That's what I'm talking about right there.
When he asks for an accounting of how you use the talents
he gave you.
I sure hope you'll have dug them up and put them to work by then.
Let's stop right there, let's mark right there. But now, if God has given us love, that love should dispel of that fear, huh?
That's right.
Is that right? If he has given us love, then that love, he expects us to use what he's given us, right?
Mm-hmm. Power, love, and a sound mind.
The gift of the Spirit is, what's the first one?
Love. That's right. 5:22 Galatians, ain't it?
That's right.
It's love. Yep. So now that's his love, right?
That's right.
Well, if he has put this love in us, why is it that we're pushed to the side and allow fear to come in? Amen.
Well, we can't.
Huh?
We can't, Pastor, because he said that's how this world will know that he is in us.
Love, you want to love God,
so,
love brother.
He said that's not how they're going to know unless you got COVID.
It's, you love.
I kind of wrote something else in there.
Love God.
See, there ain't no stipulation. It says your love for the brother.
So love God, love your brother.
Amen.
But you don't want me to come to your house.
Okay, all right. Well, now, let's talk it up, Cap.
Now, you can come, just don't bring that COVID.
Oh, you? Leave the COVID in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kevin, great God, let's sum it up here.
This is not about the vaccine or COVID.
That's right, fear.
As we were talking about pastors needing to step up, what we're really saying is that all believers need to step
that's
up.
Good. That's right. Yeah. That's right. And all believers.
If you're a believer in fear right now,
mm-hmm.
you need to take it to the Lord.
Yes.
You need to talk to God.
That's right. That's right.
You need to talk to God about the vaccine, but you really need to talk about the comfort of his sovereignty and whatever his will is, you're willing to stand in it.
Okay.
That's what we need to do as believers today.
Amen.
Concerning this and everything else, because if not, we're making the vaccine, COVID, and everything else an idol.
So we
he's a jealous God.
And we're talking about fear versus faith, right?
Fear versus
okay,
faith.
Go ahead, Kevin.
Well, absolutely. I totally agree with all that you just said, bro. And God could very well be using this
Amen.
To build some of our faith.
Oh, yeah.
To truly put our trust in.
Yes.
And as believers, people, right now is the time that we get off the playground and get on the battlefield. Because we're at war. We're at war, and the enemy is playing. He's playing war games.
Okay,
so we can't approach this thing with no little willy nilly,
okay,
run of the mill attitude that is going to blow over and be all right in a little bit.
No.
It's time to stand up right now and fight and say, "Our God is still God in the midst of all of this." And if somebody got to just examine themselves, like the Apostle Paul said right now. And not just whether they be in the faith, but also, am I going to rely on my faith or kowtow to my fear in this very hour?
Of course, my brother. Go ahead, my brother.
You know, it's like the Lord separating the wheat and the tares.
Yes.
You know, and the question was asked, who's on the Lord's side?
Right.
You know, and Kevin mentioned earlier when we read that scripture in 1 John, fear is torment.
This is what is torment.
And so many of our
that's
people
torment.
Are tormented in the church.
Church people, they love the Lord.
In the church, and they're afraid to come to the church, which is the hospital.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the place for comfort.
Yes.
And Jesus said, when the Son of Man comes,
will he find what?
Will he find faith?
Look like I can see the Lord when he's sitting there with tears in his eyes. It's going to be anything that I've deposited faith into the earth. It's going to be any left one out.
Ask y'all brother something before we close out. How many people would you guess have maybe even missed their healing by not coming to where the power of God?
Yeah.
Probably so many. Father Jesus, saying, thank you, Lord, for this opportunity. Lord, we pray, Father God, that the spirit of love, the spirit of power, and not the spirit of fear might prevail in our churches today. Lord God, we pray that you touch every heart, every true believer. Help us to stand strong. Be that example that you have called us to be in the midst of this pandemic or whatever it is, Lord.
Yes.
Help us to stand. We ask it in Jesus' name.
Jesus,
amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen.
Christ was born.